Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing on visions from eternity, those God-given dreams and desires that God has placed deep within your heart that He wants you to realize, to walk in the experience of them. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at a scripture found in Proverbs 13:12, and again, my Bible's the King James, where it says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick," or the spirit man sick, "but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life." And as I shared, there was, when I was ministering on this scripture once, God gave me understanding that desire, when the desire comes, so often the translations, other translations say it's the answers to our prayers, when your desire is fulfilled. But the definition of hope is desire that is sustained by a belief or expectation in fulfillment. That's the literal definition of hope. It's an emotional response to something that we believe is going to occur. It's desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. And it was like the Holy Spirit drew my attention that if we don't have hope in our heart, the spirit man or our heart becomes sick. We need hope. We need that vision. But when hope comes, it's a tree of life. And I just want to pray now for those that are some feel that you're in a hopeless situation. And I think God gave us the story of Abraham. I mean, how impossible it is for a 100-year-old man to have a child, right? He and his elderly wife. Yet God used that in their lives to show that nothing is impossible. And I know how difficult it can be. And I just want to pray with you right now. Father, you see those that are just hanging on by a thread. Lord, their hope is dried up. Lord, they've gone through so many hurts, so many disappointments through their life. They are actually despairing of seeing anything, any good come, anything turning around. But Father, Lord, you said, first of all, you would give us wisdom. And Lord, if there's any choices, decisions they've made that have contributed, then Holy Spirit, give them. They're crying out to you. But most importantly, Lord, give them a hope for the future. You said in Jeremiah 29:11, Lord, that you have the plans for us are good and not evil, to give us an expected end. So, Father, I pray that scripture to become a reality in their lives. I take authority over the lack of hope, the discouragement, the oppression the enemy would bring. In the name of Jesus, I command demon spirits to loose their hold upon your beloved, and I release, Lord, faith and hope to spring to life, that tree of life in their heart, where they will know that you have good things yet ahead, regardless of what the past has been. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. For the Lord would say, my beloved, I am with you. Yea, in the dark times, I hold your hand. I never leave you. Have I not promised my followers that I would never leave you nor forsake you, but would be with you to the end of the age? Even so, take heart and be not downcast, for I am the strength of your life. I will give you strength in the place of weakness. I will give you hope in the place of despair. I will give you faith where you have doubted. Beloved, I am your God who accomplishes all things for you. Therefore, praise me and set your face as a flint. Determine that you will only look toward your God. Don't trust in the arm of flesh, for they would fail you. But your God will not fail you, and I will use all things working together for for good and to accomplish my purposes in your life. So be strengthened even this day. Know that I love you with an everlasting love, and I will never, never allow you to be tested above what you're able or give you more that you can bear. I am with you. I'm your burden bearer. Cast your cares upon me, beloved, for I care for you, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let us do that. You know, it's so easy. We all have short memories. No matter how God has moved in the past, that every new situation is like, oh God, and the enemy will bring doubt and fear and all kinds of things, but we resist them in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so what I'd like to talk about as we bring this message to a close is the relation that hope has to faith. Hebrews 11:1, that famous definition, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hallelujah. The evidence of things not seen. Faith, beloved, releases the power of God to change circumstances. But in order to walk by faith, well, you've got to have hope. Remember I said it's like two sides of the same coin. Why do we talk about goals? Well, because hope is a goal setter. Why don't some people achieve anything, it seems like? Well, they never set goals, or they allow the enemy to steal and destroy their hopes. So hope sets the goal, and faith obtains the goal. Let me say that again. Hope sets the goal, the thing you want, and sometimes let's start with small goals, and then faith will obtain the goal. It might be in the smallest, the most trivial thing, but as you begin to see victories come, you'll be able to believe God for larger things, and your hopes will expand and explore, and you'll begin to see all kinds of new possibilities. Faith will add substance to your hope, beloved, and if you don't have any hope, well, then you have nothing for your faith to obtain. What did Paul say? I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Beloved, you have a high calling. It's, don't just think that high calling is for the pastor or the preacher or the evangelist. No, he has a high calling for every single believer. It's a walk that the world knows not of. There's a highway. It's a highway of holiness. I don't know the reference. Isaiah talks about it. The pure in heart will walk there. No wicked, nothing that would defile is going to walk upon the pathway that God has chosen for his beloved. We are different from the world, beloved. We're living in a different kingdom. It's the kingdom of God. It's within us. But praise God, that hope, that faith we have, that kingdom that's within us, is one day, hallelujah, going to be realized in the natural, in the exterior. Jesus is coming back. He's come to redeem his people, and those that are asleep in Jesus, those who are dead physically in the grave, they will arise to be with the Lord in the air. And so we which are alive and will remain also shall be caught up with them, and we will forever be with the Lord. What a beautiful, wonderful prospect that is. And so, beloved, you have a high calling. And what is that high calling? It's the abundant life in Jesus, a life that is victorious over every situation and circumstance. And as I said, this doesn't only apply to spiritual things. You know, what does it say? First the natural, then the spiritual. So in small ways, let your heart expand. Prove the Lord. He's there. The Holy Spirit is such a wonderful friend, and he will give you encouragement. Why, you know, hope is the work of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:5 says, for we through the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. In other words, that perfected work. We have the righteousness of Christ now, but there's a perfection that will be achieved when we are with the Lord, and our redemption will be complete at that time. When we have this new immortal body, Paul said he just groaned, waiting to put on immortality, because that also, the same body Jesus has, we will have that glorified body as well. And so, beloved, in summary, hope or desire is the wellspring of creativity. Mark 9:23 says, "If thou canst believe," these are the very words of Jesus, "all things are possible to him that believeth." And then John, the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 24, these are the very words of Jesus, "Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." You know, what does he talk about in that wonderful, that concluding verse of the love chapter, we say, 1 Corinthians 13, "Now abideth these three, faith, hope, and charity, and the greatest of these is charity." Beloved, they're all tied together. You can't separate them out. A few more scriptures. Ephesians 3:20. "Now unto him," oh, this is a marvelous scripture, "that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think." Can you imagine that? Use your imagination. Think of some really big things. He can do greater things than that. And 1 Corinthians 2:9, another beautiful scripture, "I hath not seen," when you're feeling low, think about these scriptures, "I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him." And the final scripture, Romans 15:13, "Now the God of hope," the God of hope, beloved, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Beloved, it is a process. You know, we have to have that faith, that hope, that love. You know, you're not going to convert people with doctrine. No. Well, I mean, there is a logical progression and apologetic that you can present the gospel, but sometimes the only gospel people are going to read is your life, your nature, how you behave yourself, your manner of conversation. This will win people to Christ. It is a process, Lord, that the Lord has for us, and I'm just believing that we all will grow in grace. Father, as we bring this broadcast to a close, we close in prayer, Lord, that you will do this marvelous work, that you will cause us to increase in hope. Lord, enlarge our faith. That's what the disciples asked. And Lord, I do believe that the faith we have and the hope is adequate for our present situation, but you will expand it and enlarge it for the glory of your name. Amen. Until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.